Welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is a seven-part series based on an article I read in Worship Musician magazine. The link is in the show notes. It's an article by John Nicol, and I've printed off here, and I'm going to read some excerpts over the next few weeks and then discuss some issues that can help our churches to sing better, because the article is entitled Six Mistakes That Prevent or Keep Your Church from Singing. And I know we all want our church to sing effectively and worshipfully. So I must admit, where I am, some of the times when I'm with my churches, they sing well and sometimes not so well. And this, I found this article to be a helpful filter or checklist to me to think about how I'm leading worship and how I'm promoting the ideas of worship. So, because when the churches don't sing, I don't want to berate them, and I don't want to bully individuals into singing. That's not the point. I think there is a better way, and I think you'll find these six tips and the seventh summary we'll do at the end helpful. I hope you do. And not all of these may apply to your situation, but I think it's worth using them to review the areas which might be hindering your church and mine from fully embracing and enjoying all of what corporate musical worship has to offer. So over the next 6 weeks, we'll take each one in turn, tease them apart, and think about their application. I'd love to know what you think. Now, on to today's episode. Our fourth issue is called Singing from the Screen. Let me quote from the article. I used to get frustrated that my church would sing out so loudly on certain hymns, but mumble their way through the amazing new songs that I introduced to them. What's going on there? For my congregation, certain hymns were part of the fabric of the church. People sang those from the heart and not from the screen. And I think that's the key here. There are songs the congregations just sing because they know them in their heart, in their mind. It's part of who they are. It's part of the church's tradition and background. The songs mean a lot. But others, they're singing from the screen. New songs, you guessed it, they're singing from the screen. There's a hesitancy because they're not as confident. When you stack a set with newer songs, you're asking people not to sing. It doesn't mean we shouldn't do new songs, but it means we need to work hard to make them stick with the congregation. Getting a new song to stick requires introducing fewer new songs and rotating them more often until your church catches on. So that's a plea to not put too many new songs in one church service. And it's also a plea not to teach too many new songs too soon, too close together. Let a song bed in before you teach a new one. Let a song become one that people kind of know, even if they only, first of all, might just know the chorus. They'll get the verse. Maybe they now know the tune. Then they'll get the words. Give them time. Give a congregation time. Repeat a song a number of times. When I teach a new song, I tend to include it in services more often over the next few weeks than I will do in 6 months or a year from now, when perhaps that song might come in once a month or every 2 months. But when I'm teaching a song, I'll teach it one Sunday. Usually we'll sing it the next Sunday. Maybe we give it a week's rest and we'll sing it again and again. Maybe give it another week's rest. But sing it a few times so that people get to know it by heart, not just from the screen. What do you think about that? What helps your congregation? What helps you to bed a song in to the heart and the mind, not just on the screen? So what did you think of what we talked about today? I'd love to know your thoughts. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it in public so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you can think of anybody who might benefit from this, please pass the link on to them. Leave us a review. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Leave a review wherever you get your podcasts from, and that would be wonderful. And I do pray that the next time you gather together with all your friends to worship our great God, it will be a time of great, encouraging worship, worshiping the Lord with joy and great exaltation. Take care, and God bless.